again, and welcome back to Wonder-Filled Stories Podcast. I am your host, Mr. Soul. Have you ever noticed how your mind can feel like a snow globe that's been shaken way too hard? Thoughts are swirling, worries bumping into each other, and your heart is saying, "Slow down!" while your brain says, "No way." Well, here's a gentle trick that's been helping people for a long time. A memorized verse or poem. When your mind starts racing, giving it something steady to hold on to, like a favorite song, rhyme, or verse, can help it reset. It's like giving your thoughts a safe place to sit down and catch their breath. One of my favorites goes like this. Two roads diverged in a yellow wood, and sorry I could not travel both, and be one traveler long I stood, and looked down one as far as I could, to where it bent in the undergrowth. That's a famous poem by Robert Frost. It reminds me that there's always two choices, and the choice that you make could make all the difference. So it might be a poem that you love, a verse that brings peace, or even a simple rhyme you repeat slowly in your head. Each word becomes a stepping stone, leading you out of the worry and back into the present. So add some calm into your mix. But for now, it's time for Chapter 26. Chapter 26, Fascinating and Brilliant Man. "Split up!" The words echoed dreamlike in Davy's head as he peered down at the mess he had just made. In spite of the chaos around him, his brain would not communicate with his body. "Run, you idiot!" his brain shouted, but his body danced awkwardly in a circle. A second later, he was alone in the room, and his paralyzed body snapped out of its stupor. He ran out the door. "Not up the stairs. That is where Jace went," he thought. "And not toward the garden. That is where Kai went." He raced into a room with a huge fireplace and noticed a heavy poker with an ornate hook on the end of it. "A weapon!" he gasped and lunged for the tool. In the process, he knocked several other fireplace tools from their hooks. As they clattered to the brick, he heard an unusual click, and a wooden wall panel in the corner of the room swung open a crack. Wielding the fireplace poker, he pushed open the hidden doorway and ascended the circular stairs beyond. As he climbed the steep and cramped stairs, he could hear crashing and screaming coming from other parts of the house. Emerging at the top, he stepped into a small bedroom with furniture covered in heavy canvas tarps. Boxes and items had been plopped haphazardly over years, and everything was covered with a thick layer of dust. Davy sprinted toward the small door and the commotion beyond it. He emerged at the top of the main staircase just in time to watch his friend being dragged away by the psychopath. As it grew quiet, Davy strained to listen to what was happening below. Rain was falling against the windows, and after growling, followed by a scuffle, it got quiet. His heart thumped as he surveyed his surroundings. He was in the servants' quarters, and the entire space was littered with the same dusty furniture. Several pieces had been cleared away to be sold for a few bucks by Dr. Wickey's unpleasant nephew. Davy noticed a dust-free spot on the floor approximately the size of the old sofa that was sitting in their fort. Davy marveled for a moment at the odd coincidence. This was the origination spot of their adventure. Footsteps. Coming up the circular stairs. Davy raced into the nearest room and slammed the door behind him. He was in the same small office that Kai had climbed in through the window. He could see smudges in the dust, footprints on the floor, and broken glass strewn across the room.
"Hey, kid!"
Max hollered from the other side of the door.
"I could come in there and get you, but I don't want to get beat up again like your friend did to me. So how about you just come out all peaceful-like?"
"No way, psychopath!"
Davy screamed as he unlatched the window with a loud squeak. Rain splashed against his face and lightning flashed overhead as he tried to identify the safest climb down to the ground.
"Listen, kid."
Max heard the sounds from behind the door and figured what the desperate boy was thinking about doing. He tried to sound calm and reasonable.
"You're going to fall and hurt yourself if you try to make that climb down. Just come out. Don't be stupid."
I won't be cut into pieces, Davy hollered as he pulled a chair to the window and began to grab at Kai's rope, which was left dangling in front of the window. Max rattled the doorknob.
I still have your friends.
The words paused Davy.
I don't want anyone to get hurt tonight.
Max sounded reassuring.
But if you don't come out, I'm going to start cutting off their toes.
A minute later, Davy emerged in the doorway of the library, escorted, with a firm grip on the back of his neck, by Max. He shoved Davy toward the couch beside Kai and stood over them again.
Let's get something straight, Max began. I am not the psychopath here. I'm just a guy eating his supper. You are the ones trespassing.
If we are trespassing, then so are you, Jace replied defiantly from the floor. This is Dr. Wiki's house, not yours.
True, but I'm not exactly trespassing, Max corrected. I work for the old man.
Yeah, right, Jace retorted as he wiggled fruitlessly against his bonds.
What do? Polish the silver? Let's just say that I protect his property, Max explained. The doctor is a fascinating and brilliant man.
Who do you protect it from? Kai questioned.
Kids who don't know when to mind their own business, for starters, Max accused.
Listen, we don't want to be here, Jace exclaimed. We're looking for something.
Everybody is looking for something, Max quoted song lyrics. There are all sorts of people that want what the doctor has. That is why the old man hired me, to get in the way of people who want to find something that isn't theirs to find.
Is one of those people Principal Peebles? Davy asked.
Maybe,
Max squinted suspiciously at Davy.
What makes you say that?
He is the reason we're here, Kai interrupted. He's looking for something in this mansion.
Of course he is, Max said. He and his friends have been cozying up to the doctor for years. They have secretly searched this house from top to bottom trying to find information. The doctor and I worked out a plan to keep them off the trail. But the problem with the plan is that there's always a wrinkle. You're the kids with the money, right?
Now it was the boys' turn to be surprised. How did you know that we had money? Davy asked.
Let's just say I overheard a phone conversation.
Max took another bite of his cold supper.
How did Peebles get you to risk your butt sneaking into a creepy old house in the middle of the night?
He's threatening to make Davy repeat the sixth grade, Kai explained.
That checks out, Max reasoned. I followed the one that calls himself Mothman to the roller rink the other night. While he was gawking from the bushes, I let the air out of his tires.
Have they been following us? Davy asked. Kai asked a question of his own. What kind of name is Mothman?
They have a secret club dedicated to finding the doctor's secrets, Max said. Code names and everything. And yes, they have been spying on you.
Well, there's only one thing that Peebles wants, and he's willing to threaten a kid to get it, Kai stated. Davy will repeat the sixth grade unless we can find it.
File 13, Max finished.
Thank you once again for joining us on Wonderfilled Stories Podcast. Remember, when you're feeling overwhelmed today, have that verse or poem in your back pocket that you can just think about and change the trajectory of your day. If you like what we're doing here at Wonderfilled Stories, then you can support us by becoming part of the Wonder Club. It's a place where cool kids get ideas and creative challenges to help them grow wise, brave, calm, and kind. You can find out more information at jasonsoul.com. Remember, choices made are choices lived with. Make good choices. You can live with good consequences, and not the other way around. Until next time, keep smiling, stay kind, and make each day wonder-filled.